The report card signed letter grades to districts and charter schools for the previous school year in 16 categories, based on data from tests, attendance, graduation, and other information. Just under 4% of the state's 608 traditional public school districts got A's for how their students did on 26 state tests. More than 80% got F's. State School Superintendent Paulo DiMaria suggests checking other categories as well.
The indicators met really represents a very high bar because you have to have consistently very high performance across a large number of the indicators. What I tell people to do is, hey, look at the performance index. That's a lot more granular, a lot more nuanced.
Most districts got C's in that performance index, which measures individual student achievement. But DiMaria says the statewide performance index is up 2.5 points, the third largest increase the state has ever measured.
What I take away from this report card is the momentum that's in the system, right? We've set higher standards. We know it takes time for a system to calibrate to those higher standards, and the kind of direction and momentum that we're seeing is exactly what we want to see. Many of those C's next year will be B's, and we'll keep making progress.
As for the state's 276 charter schools, many of which were listed as not rated, more than 90% got F's in indicators met. And for the student performance index, most got either D's or F's. Aaron Churchill is the Ohio research director at the Fordham Institute, a pro-charter school group. He cautions against making an apples-to-apples comparison between traditional public schools and charters.
Charter schools and urban district schools, where most of the charters are located, do fare pretty poorly in terms of the proficiency-based metrics that Ohio uses. A lot of those low grades is largely a reflection of the achievement gap, where lower-income students tend to lag behind their more affluent peers.
And that's also the conclusion of the expert who runs the numbers for the traditional public schools.
The data is as stark and as clear as can be that the districts at the top who kids do the best on these standardized tests are the districts with the lowest poverty.
Howard Fleeter with the Ohio Education Policy Institute says the new report cards back up what he's seen over the last 20 years.
2 years of the new tests with several years of the old tests, several years of the tests before the old tests, we're still seeing, it's that the achievement gap between low-income students and high-income students is the most persistent problem, I think, that we've seen in public education.
Another area of concern on the state report cards is the Prepared for Success grade, which measures how many students got good scores on college entrance exams, earned honors diplomas, or secured industry-recognized credentials. All the charter schools that were rated in that category got D's or F's. And two-thirds of traditional public school districts also got those bottom two grades, which is a big increase from last year. The Department of Education says those numbers reflect a transition to higher standards. But there was some good news with graduation. More than half of the public school districts got A's, meaning at least 93% of their students got diplomas in 4 years. But the bad news is that Ohio's 8 biggest school districts are graduating fewer than 79% of their students, which earned all of them F's in that category. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.